This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to, quote, strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan from Reuters reports.
The Radio City Music Hall fundraiser amassed more than $26 million in a rousing New York embrace of a president facing low poll numbers as he fights for another term. He was joined by former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who told voters there's a simple choice in November: stay with what works. Stephen Colbert moderated the conversation with the trio, joking, "Not one of them is here to appear in court." Dig at Donald Trump's legal troubles. The event ended with all three presidents putting on sunglasses in a nod to Biden's trademark Ray-Bans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's armed forces say Moscow has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure with a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting regions across the country. Russia has escalated its attacks on Ukraine in recent days, launching several missile barrages on the capital, Kyiv, and hitting energy infrastructure across the country. You'll find expanded coverage at voanews.com. This is